Hello, I'm Pastor Gillespie from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, Sherman Center, Random Lake, Wisconsin. It's good to have you with us here this morning for the Congregation of Prayer, a guide for daily meditation and prayer around God's Word. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024, and our catechesis today continues in the narrative from 1 Samuel with Saul and, well, the unfortunate unfaithfulness of the king. We've been talking about how Saul then serves as both a positive example in some regards, but also a negative. And even David himself, who will follow Saul, again, is still not the king who ultimately was God, and now God for us in Christ Jesus revealed. All right? Okay. Everything from yesterday is available to you. I especially commend to you the presentation from Nathan and Sarah Federowitz. It's worth your engagement with that. It was well done, I thought, and I think it'd be worthy of your or our congregation's direct support so that they can get that's missionary work off the ground, so to speak. All right, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A prayer psalm for the week, Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. He passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us, you have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net, you laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Okay. Our memory verse, not a long one this week. Might even already know it by heart. Let's try it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. All right, last week we had God's instruction to husbands and to their duty to attend to their wives. This week we have wives and their duty in respect to their husbands. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 22. This is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. 1 Peter 3, verses 5 through 6. All right. Our first reading today is from 1 John chapter 2. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. And they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. He who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as he has taught you, you will abide in him. Okay. And then our reading for catechesis is from 1 Samuel chapter 14 and 15. Now there was fierce war with the Philistines all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him for himself. Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." So Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart, get down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites, and Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them. But everything despised and worthless, that they utterly destroyed. Okay, so we have the fierce war with the Philistines, and not surprising, Saul seems to be on their case, and they seem to be reciprocate, right? What did Samuel tell Saul that he should do? Samuel, yes, you are the one appointed by the Lord despite your unfaithfulness, right? So heed the voice of the Lord, do this thing, that is, punish the Amalekites. Now, the Amalekites, this was quite a while ago. I'm going to try to figure out the timetable here. Roughly how many years are we talking about since we dealt with the Amalekites? So 1 Samuel 15 is roughly sometime after 1048 BC, roughly. All right. Between 1048 and 1031. All right. So try to remember that. And then go all the way back to the Exodus. Exodus, this would be Exodus 17, is when the Amalekites attack, which is 1446. 1446 to 1048. Almost exactly 400 years later, or thereabouts. So the events that he's referring to 400 years ago, again, was Exodus 17. I'll share that with you. This is in that chapter with the famous water from the rock, but it comes right after that. "Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up on the top of the hill. And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name, the Lord is my banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. All right, so when they defeated Amalek, then God also promised that one day, and now that day has come 400 years later, that he would utterly destroy Amalek. So there was a time for repentance and a time for them to turn to faithfulness. And then there's the time of judgment, all right? Much like, the history of the Christian world, of the whole world, right? They are to utterly destroy everything belonging to the Amalekites. So that's man and woman, infant and child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. All right. Apparently, they remember this word from Joshua, recorded probably for us, recorded for us by Moses, right? Maybe in something else as well, recorded by Joshua, because it was in his hearing. So that when it comes time, the troops are mustered. They know this is a word from the Lord, a promise that he had made. And that gives us confidence to engage in what God gives us to do, even if it's a terrible and fierce battle like this. So 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men from Judah. Notice that they give warning to the Kenites. That's an interesting note, right? To get away from the Amalekites. Apparently, the two were dwelling together. They actually lived pretty close to each other geographically. Amalek and the Kenites. The Kenites would be those descendants. Let's see here. From Judges 1, they're described there. Oh, yes, the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, that would be Jethro, also from Exodus 18, went up from the city of palms with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south near Arad. They went and dwelt among the people. All right, so the Kenites are between Judah and the Amalekites, so they're warned to get away, lest they also fall. So that's all in deference to Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, and also, the way that they gathered with God's people. So Saul attacks the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt. But does he follow the instruction from Samuel or the promise made to Joshua or to Moses in the hearing of Joshua? No, right? He spares Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and the people spare the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and anything that was good, and only destroyed that which, frankly, they didn't want, which was despised and worthless. Here's the place for the old pastor joke. Why didn't they take what was despised and worthless and donate it to the church or to Goodwill instead of destroying it? It does seem that the church often gets the second hand or the third hand rather than getting the first fruits of our labor. And I think it's a little scandalous, actually, to say, I don't need it anymore, so I gave it to the church. Always wonder why we don't buy our best for the church and take the cast-offs for at home. But there we are. So he does not follow the instruction of the Lord, and that will come to bear in our reading tomorrow. So let's summarize with meditation here. The Amalekites had attacked the very throne of God when they attacked Israel in the wilderness, for the Lord was the true king of Israel. Now the first king of Israel was being called to destroy those who had previously attacked the king of Israel. The total destruction is a picture of the final judgment when all who do not believe in the Blessed Trinity will be condemned to eternal death. The Kenites are a sign of the mercy that will be shown to all who cling to the preaching of the gospel in Christ's church. Saul's refusal to listen to the Lord's words reminds us that we too often cling to the possessions and friends of this life who can offer no life and would lead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. As Saul would not hear the word of the Lord from Samuel, so he would not destroy those who did not hear the word of the Lord. All right, so you can see his unfaithfulness because he fails to execute what the true king will execute on the last day, which is the destruction of all those who do not believe. Okay, our song for the week, our hymn for the week, is At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. This is a favorite amongst the children, so they really sing it with aplomb, as they say, aplomb, boisterously, I don't know, something like that. Let's get the accompaniment, because we need that. Here we are, and here we go.
Israel's hopes triumphant go through the wave that drowns the flow. Sincerity and love, eat we manna from above. Alleluia.
Okay, let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord Jesus, by your word and spirit, fashion all Christian women into wives made in the image of your bride, the church. Teach them to submit to their husbands as to you, their Lord and Savior. Give them hearts that trust in your word, honor their husbands, and look to them for love and spiritual headship. Deliver them from all fear and faithlessness. Where their husbands fail them, support them with your grace and let them find their sufficiency in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. We pray this day for faith to live in the promises of holy baptism, for all vocations and daily work, for the unemployed, for the salvation and well-being of our neighbors, for our schools, our homeschools, our colleges and seminaries, and for good government and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray this day in thanksgiving with Janet celebrating her birthday. We pray in thanksgiving with Catherine and Richard, who both celebrating their baptism. Pray for the households of our church, especially that of Jennifer, Catherine, Doug and Teresa, Michael, Jack and Patty, and Renee. Pray for all our catechumens. Pray for all those who are ill, receiving treatment, or recovering, especially Ralph, Allison, Maria, Joe, Angie, Dennis, Daniel, Brad and Billy Joe, Harriet, Ron, Carol, Mike, Doug, Ruth, Renata, Joan, Sandy, BJ, Karen, President Willie, and Phil. We pray for our homebound, Dan, Lenore, Joan, Paul, Dolores, and Pauline. Pray for the missions and mercy work of the church, especially that of Lutheran Heritage Foundation. And we continue to pray for the strengthening of ethnic ministry in our district, including that among the Hmong, the Hispanic, and French African efforts. For all this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right, that's our congregation of prayer for today. What is it? Monday, April 29th, 2024. You're welcome. I'm so glad to be with you here to this day. And I'll come to you each morning at about 9 o'clock. So invite you to join us again. Let's see. Again, everything from yesterday is available for you for replay. For those of you who weren't able to be with us, or if you want to give another go at the sermon, I encourage you to do so. It's sometimes helpful the second time around. Certainly, when I go back and listen to it, I realize things that, well, maybe I would do differently, or that I could have said better, or also things that I thought, you know, were said pretty well, and were encouraging even to me. All right. So the preacher has to hear himself as well, right? So in any case, that's available to you. So Lord be with you all, and we'll see you again tomorrow. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.